ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. इन् वर्स् नम्बर् 103 टुवर्ड्स् द एण्ड् विद्यारण्यस्वामि जस्ट् टेकिङ्ग् फ्रम् द बिगिनिङ्ग् each and every element, beginning from time, space, going to all the elements, coming to the earth and also the other elementals. He just said, in everything, if we remove the sadvastu cognitively, then we can understand how that there will not be meaning of any word. There won't be meaning for the word space. There won't be meaning for the word time. There won't be meaning for the word earth. There won't be meaning for the word fire. There won't be meaning for the word water. There won't be meaning for the word earth also, or the plant or any elemental here. There won't be meaning for any word if we remove one substance called existence, the reality obtaining in the form of existence cognitively. So we can understand how everything is mithya. All these meanings of all these words, all the elements, the elementals, and all the forms which are the meaning of the words are all mithya, non-substantial forms. They're all meaningless. When we cognitively remove one vastu called sat, one vastu reality obtaining in of pure existence is removed cognitively, and everything is mithya. It means all the mithya forms are nothing but only one Brahma. When a person understands this and he recognizes this existence, the reality obtaining in them of existence of everything, all the elements, the elementals, the everything, nothing but recognizes that reality obtaining from existence as one's own self in the form of pure consciousness, one who discovers, and then he revels in that vision, and that is seeing the vision, having the vision of the whole being Brahman, is Brahmi Stitihi. Seeing the fact of Brahman being the whole, the reality implied with the term Brahman being the whole, is Brahmi Stitihi. And Vidyana Swami quotes Bhagavad Gita verse in this chapter. Yesha Brahmi Stiti Pratha Nainam Prapya Vimuhyati Stitva Syamanta Kalepi Brahma Nirvana Mruchyati. If a person has his vision, so Brahmi Stiti Asyam Stitva Na Vimuhyati, up remaining steadfast in the vision of this fact of Bhagavan, the reality Brahman being the whole, and he will not be deluded at all anymore. And remaining, living this vision, as long as Parabdha is there, this person, finally, when Parabdha is exhausted, he leaves the physical body, he attains Brahma, he remains one with Brahma. It means he will not become again a limit, he will not have again a limited individual status. He will continue to be Brahma forever. That is what is said in the Jnana Palam, that is, he will have Nitya Nirantara Moksha. He said in this 103rd verse, we'll go to the 104th verse. Sadadvaite nrutadvaite Sadadvaite nrutadvaite Yadanyonyaikyavikshanam Tasyantakalastad Veda buddhihi, tasyanta kalastad veda buddhireva na chetaraha. So, he says, sad advaitam, anrutam dvaitam. So, dvaitam, anrutam, advaitam, satyam. Sad advaitam, mean what? Advaitam Satyam. And what is Mithya then? Advaitam Mithya. எது அந்யோன்ய அந்யோன்ய ஐக்கிய வீக்ஷணம், அந்ய அந்ய ஐக்கிய வீக்ஷணம். திஸ் மித்யா 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 அத்வைதம் இஸ் அ திங் பட் அத்வை சத்தியம் அத்வைதம். திஸ் மித்யா டுவாலிட்டி ப்ளூராலிட்டி இஸ் நத்திங் பட் அப்சல்யூட் நான் ட்ரிவியல் ரியாலிட்டி ஓன்லி. And if we see all the mithya can be resolved in satyam, see dvaitam, this mithya dvaitam can be mithya duality, the perception of mithya duality can be resolved cognitively in the vision of the non-duality of the reality. Tasya antahkalaha, tasya antahkala, antahkalaha. Even Veda Buddhihi Eva, Tadu Veda Buddhihi Eva Natna Cha Itaraha. Tasya Antakalaha, Tasya Antakalaha, not Antakalaha, Antakalaha. Tad Veda Buddhihi Eva Natcha Itaraha. So, this is only, it's at the end of this perception of duality. See, you, the perception of duality will continuously there, will be there. It never comes to an end. But what goes is, Veda Buddhihi, Nacha Itaraha. Only in your, in the understanding, the understanding of Satyam and Mithya being different, and you know, the understanding of the duality will resolve. The perception of duality will continue to be there, but Veda Buddhihi alone goes, nothing else. Nothing changes. Once you have the vision of everything being mithya and the absolute reality obtaining in the form of existence of everything, which is a thing but pure consciousness, alone is satyam. Implied by the term Brahman alone is Satyam. It's Advaitam Satyam Brahma and everything else is Mithya. In the vision, what happens? What changes happen? No change, nothing happens outside. Okay, there's no change or whatsoever, nothing happens outside. Only the only in your understanding alone the change happens. The change is, oh, everything is mithya, mithya nothing but satyam is what now is a cognitive change which happens in the buddhi, but in understanding, but the Veda Buddhihi goes, oh, that is different, this is different, all the understanding of differences, understanding of the divisions, the duality, since all these differences are only in your understanding, these differences resolve cognitively, but in perception, the duality difference does not resolve, does not go. Perception will be continued to be there. Even after discovering the water being the truth, a perception of wave and ocean will continue to be there. Still divisions and differences will be there, but you understand they're all relatively there, they're all mithya. So you can perceive everything, you can see what you're experiencing and perceiving as the mithya in the light of the knowledge of what is satyam. Therefore, I'll come back to this verse again after going this. Yadvanta kala pranasya viyogastu prasiddhitaha. Yadvanta kala pranasya வியோகஸ்து பிரசித்திதஹ தஸ்மின் காலேபி ந ப்ராந்தே கதாயா புனராகமஹ. It's a beautiful verse. See what he says. அந்தகாலஹ means the last breath, when you are breathing the last breath. அந்தகாலஹ, last minute in your life. Pranasy Vyogahatu Prasiddhitaha. We all know what is Antakalaha. Separation of the prana from the physical body is very well known. Separation of Vyogaha means separation here. Separation of the prana from the body being the end, is the last breath, the death, Antakalaha, that is very, very known, very well known. So, Tasmin Kale Api, even in that time of the separation of prana from the body, separation of prana means separation of the mind. Separation of the mind means separation of the entire sukshma. And thereby, the minute the sukshma, the mind leaves, the prana leaves, and all the subtle sense powers leave, the entire sukshma leaves. That is what is what? When the body falls dead like a piece of wood, log of wood. And even in that time, Tasmin Kale Api, Brantehe, Gatayaha Brantehe na Punaragamaha. See, Brantehi Ga. Brantehi. See, what is Satyam, what is Mithya? Delusion was there before. Lack of discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. This is called here what? Brantehi. The confusion. The confusion was there before. We mistook the Mithya for Satyam. Because we did not know what Satyam was. Therefore, the whole world, the objective universe, which is Mithya, was mistaken for Satyam. Because we did not know what Satyam was. Now in the wake of the clear vision of the true Satyam, of the entire world, obtaining in our own self, as what? The pure consciousness, the truth of I, obtaining of existence of everything. So chit being the sat is very clear, which is implied by the term atma or brahma, and that alone is satyam. Why it is satyam? Because that which does not go, does not come, that which exists in all three periods of time, even when the time is not, that which is there in all three periods of time, and even while existing in all three periods of time also, that which exists independently without being dependent on anything else is called Satyam. This is the definition of Satyam. Trikala Abadhitam Satyam. What is real? Reality. What is real? We say, real is that which is Trikala Abadhitam, which is free from all three periods of time, which is objective, which is there and always. So always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, which is always there, and which is independent of everything else for its existence, is called Satyam. So it must be timeless, it must be independent. These two important factors to define the Satyam. And what is there which is always? What is it which is independent of everything else? If you analyze, everything is time-bound, everything, nothing is permanently here. And everything has beginning and end and change. And here, everything has independent existence also. Everything is dependent on everything else here. What is that one thing which is independent absolutely? If you say, you can say the entire objective universe, all the elements, elementals, objects are mutually dependent and then relatively independent. There's nothing which is absolutely independent. If you analyze, you have to say, but the reality, the abstract, subtlest, formless, all-pervasive reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which alone is in the form of existence, which is the only vastu, which is the meaning of the word existence also. And that vastu, which is existence itself, the reality is existence here. Implied by the term Brahman and Atma, alone is Satyam. And everything else is Mithya. Everything else means what? Every experience is Mithya. Experiencer status is Mithya. Experienced world of objects is also Mithya. So, experiencer status is Mithya. Experiences are Mithya. Experienced world of objects is also Mithya. And what is Satyam? What is substratum? What is that without which this experiencer status is not possible? Somebody called experiencer cannot be there. The experience is not possible. experienced world of objects is also not possible without that truth. Like without water, there can't be ocean or wave. So without that reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, the existence, impermanent Brahma, there cannot be knower, known knowledge at all. Even though all the differences are not possible, nothing must be possible. Duality is not possible, plurality is not possible, perception is not possible, nothing is possible. Therefore, everything else is dependent on the Sadvastu. Hadvastu alone is Satyam. Everything else is Mithya here. If that, once that clarity comes here, if you are very clear, then that clarity will remain forever. Okay? Antakale api. Even at the, what is he is explaining here? What is Antakalaha? What do we mean by say last minute? Last, then okay? The end of the, toward the end of the journey of life. What does it mean here? Antakalaha. End time means what? End point of time, period of time means what? When the breath is about to leave the physical body, is pranasya vyogaha prasiddhitaha. It's very well known. Antakalaha, you know, the time of, towards the end of the last meet means what? Definitely prana will leave the physical body. Antakale api, even that time also, suppose the person when he was hale and healthy and strong, when he was conscious, the person had that clear vision, even at the time of death, antakale api means, even the time of death, even before the prana leaves, at the time of the departure of prana also, gatayaha bhrantehe punaragamanam nasti. The delusion which has gone for good will not come back. After the doubt comes. Now I am clear. When I am in the death bed, I will be very, very sick. I will be ailing. Maybe you don't know how I am going to be. And the prana is about to leave. And I am desperately waiting for all the pain to go. Prana will leave. That time will the bhranti come back? Oh, my pain is real. Because the pain and suffering. Maybe the confusion will come back or what? No. Vidyasvami says, no, gata yaha bhrantehe punaragamanam nasti. The confusion, the delusion which has gone away from you, which is resolved for good, you will not be confused again, even at the time of death. Okay? Because he talked about the sitapragya in the previous verse. Therefore, now he makes it clear, if a person loses a sitapragya, knowing that everything is, you know, all the whole mithya jagati satyam, then you can say there's no mithya also. What is only satyam, you can say. A person has that vision, and even for him, even at the time of the death, even the time of the when the prana is about to leave, even then, gata bhrantihi, the bhranti which has gone will not come back. Means he will not get deluded at all. His delusion is resolved for good. Okay, that is what is said.
Niroga upavishtova. Niroga upavishtova. Rugnova viluntabhuvi. Rugnova viluntabhuvi. Murchito vatya jatye. Tyajatvesha pranan bhrantirna sarvatha. Niroga upavishtova rugnova viluthanbhuvi. Viluthanbhuvi.
See, read correctly.
Niroga upavishtova rugnova Viluthan bhuvi, murchito vatya jatvesha, murchito vatya jatvesha, pranan bhrantirna sarvatha.
So, it says again, bhrantihi na sarvatha. Again, the same thing, what was said before, is again is repeated by him. What was said earlier, the same thing here, he is repeating here. See, the word Nirogaha. Niroga means Arogyavan Purushaha. It means the one who is free from illness. The one who is healthy. Niroga means healthy person. Nirogaha, it is said, Nirogaha Upavishtaha. Niroga Upavishtaha means one who is sitting healthy or one who is sitting. Va Rugnaha. Rugnaha means unhealthy. The Nirogaha, one who is free from sickness. Rugnaha, one who is sick, one who is unhealthy. Healthy or sick. Okay, whoever it is. Okay, healthy or sick. Nirogaha Rugnaha va. He says, Murchitaha va. Nirogaha. Niroga upavishtova rugnova vilutan bhuvi. So, whether the person is healthy or sick, and here vilutan bhuvi in this world, even whether he is trembling or shivering, murchitahava, whether he has fainted, or tyajatu yeshaha pranan. Let him even leave his breath. Tyajatu yeshaha pranan. Let this person even leave his pranas. Still, brantihi na sarvatha. The simple verse only. Brantihi na sarvatha means what? Whether this person is however he is. Because all these doubts come to us. When the person is healthy, hale and healthy, not sick, and when he is conscious, he is active, that time understand the shastram, the vision, it may be easy to remember. But when you are very sick, when you faint, even when you are about to leave, or that time, will the confusion will come back again? The doubts is there. Again will, see, confusion comes back means again you are bound. Again you will have all the problems of samsara. See, samsara, all the problems of transmigratory will be there, only confusion is there. See, the whole, all the human misery is because of this delusion only. Because of the confusion only. And not confusion where we have bought the confusion. We are not that we wanted to have the confusion. It's not that it's something natural. Delusion, confusion is very, very natural. And because ignorance itself is very natural. All that, because when you're exposed to Shastra study, you understand this teaching. So in the light of which you understand, the whole perspective changes, then all the problems resolve. Without doing anything externally outside, the problems resolve. That is why it is again and again it is repeated, jnanam once attained, delusion once resolved, perspective once changes, it will be there forever. So, brantihi sarvathana, mean what? The confusion once resolved will not come back at all. Doesn't matter whether the person is sick or healthy or he is shivering in this world or however it is, he is about to leave the physical body or let him leave the pranas also, whatever it is. Why he says all these words? In whatever situation the wise person is, the wisdom will not leave him. The wise will continue to be wise irrespective of his physical condition. So physical condition will not change the person's perspective or the vision. That is what is given by this verse. Okay. Now let us see the next verse. Dine dine svapna supto radhite vismrute pyayam. Dine dine svapna supto radhite vismrute pyayam. Dine dine svapna supto radhite vismrute pyayam. Paredyurnanadhitaha syat, paredyurnanadhitasyat, tattad,
vidyana nashyati paredyurnanadhitasyat tattad vidyana nashyati paredyurnanadhitasyat tadvad vidyana nashyati dine dine svapna suptyoradhite vismruteppyayam paredyurnanadhitasyat tadvad vidyana nashyati.
See a beautiful example he gives. What he wants to say is vidyana nashyati, the knowledge gained once will not perish at all. Knowledge once attained, what knowledge? This Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, the vision of Bhagavan being the whole vision of everything being the manifestation of only truth, that is knowledge. The vision which you have, seeing that everything here is knowledge. Sarvam Jnanam, Ma Jnanamayam Brahma here. We don't say Maye Loka, Ulage Mayam. No, here we say everything is Jnanam Brahma. Everything is Jnanam only, because Maya resolved already. Where is Maya? Maya has no, of course we say Maya, we talk about Maya. The Maya is what? Maya is only a name given to the unmanifest power of reality. What the power of reality manifest is what? Your universe. Power of reality manifest is the universe. Power of reality unmanifest is Maya. Maya means don't think ignorance, okay? Power of the reality manifest is the whole universe. Power of knowledge manifest is the whole universe. Power of knowledge resolved is Maya. When the universe is not there, when the power of reality known by the term Maya is resolved, reality is resolved, what is there? Pure knowledge. When the reality is manifest, what is there? Manifest. When the universe shines, it is manifestation of knowledge. The universe does not shine, there is pure knowledge. Finished. Now you can see where is Maya now. When the whole universe remains resolved, unmanifest, the universe is not available for objectification, perception, experience. What is there? There is pure knowledge, which is Brahma. When the pure knowledge is there, the power of reality, knowledge is resolved. The power of reality knowledge is manifest, then the whole universe. When the universe shines, we call it manifestation of knowledge. When the universe resolves, it is pure knowledge. When knowledge is when the universe shines, this manifestation of knowledge, Ishvara. When the reality universe does not shine, there is pure knowledge, which is implied by the term Brahma. Where is Maya? Only Brahma. Okay? Only Jnanam. If this vision is very clear for a person, how does he understand? How does a person arrive at the reality? He has to arrive at the reality, obtaining in the form of existence, being consciousness only as the truth of one's own self, as the truth of I. The person arrives at the chit and thereby discovers the chit alone is in the form of the sat of the whole universe. He can say the whole universe shines means what? The whole universe is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation, power of knowledge manifest is the universe. And the whole universe resolves, unmanifest, not available for objectification. Then what is this pure knowledge? This becoming manifest and being pure is what? Very natural. That is the nature of the power of the reality. Okay, reality is always there. A person who discovers this, that reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge alone is satyam,
and the whole universe is manifestation of that knowledge. Sarvam Jnanam Brahma, all that is here is knowledge. The person who appreciates this vision, what he says, Sa Vidya Na Vinashyati, this knowledge will not perish at all. Like what? His example is given here. Like what? He says, Vidya Na Perish Na Nashyati. Vidya Na Nashyati, knowledge does not perish. Vision does not go away at all. The vision will be there always. Which means what? As long as the person is alive, so long will there be vision. The vision will not go. Okay? How, like what? He says, Dine dine swapna susuptyoho adhite vismrutepi ayam paredyuhu na anadhitaha syat. Dine dine swapna susuptyoho. Svapna suptyoho, every day, suppose imagine, if every day we fall asleep. Suptihi means sleep. Svapnam means dream. And vismrutepi ayam paredyuhu na anadhitaha. See, even if you forget, suppose every day you fall asleep. And sometimes you also have a dream also. And what happened? You may forget. You may not remember all the whole day I was asleep. In sleep I did not know anything. In sleep I did not know anything. In dream I saw this. Don't remember. Even though you don't pay attention, you don't remember that every day, still it is not forgotten. Your deep sleep state experience, the dream experience you have, you know, the next day, even though you don't pay attention and you don't remember that, still it is very clear for you. You never forget. You never lose that. How was your deep sleep state experience? How was your dream experience? That you don't need to be talking about the whole day. I had this experience. You forget it. Visprate api. But still, it has not gone away from you. You forget it means what? You don't pay attention. You don't talk about the experience all the time. But still, it is very clear how the knowledge of your dream and the deep sleep is very, very clear when you're awake. And you wake up from sleep. In the same way, this vision of the fact of the knowledge being the whole, the whole cosmos being manifestation of knowledge also will be there forever. It will be handy. It will not go away. You cannot lose sight of the fact, or lose sight of that vision, of the truth. That is what is said here.
Dine dine svapna suptyoradhite vismrute pyayam. Paredyur, next day. Paredyur anadhitasyat. Paredyur nanadhitasyat. Tadvad vidyana nashyati. Pramanotpadita vidya. Pramanam prabalam vina. Nanashyati navedantat. Prabalam manamikshyate. Pramanotpadita vidya. Pramanam prabalam vina. Nanashyati na vedantat. Prabalam manamikshyate. He says, Pramana utpadita vidya. This knowledge born out of the appropriate valid means of knowledge called Vedanta Shastram. This Vidya, Pramanam, Prabalam Pramanam Vina. Okay. Without this Prabalam Pramanam, without this very powerful, the means of knowledge, what of this Vidya is not there. And this knowledge, Na Nashyati,
it doesn't perish at all. And Vedantat Prabalam Manam Na Ikshate. One will not see a better, more powerful, stronger means of knowledge, more well means of knowledge than Vedanta. Vedantat Prabalam Manam Na Ikshati. He will not look for any other Pramanam afterwards. Why? Other than the Vedanta. And once you get this knowledge, born out of this Pramana, then the vision will not perish. Once you use the Vedanta as the Pramanam and you have the vision, this vision will not perish. This vision will be there. Okay, as long as the person is alive, the vision will be there. And once he leaves, he'll be muktaha, jivideha muktaha. The vision will be there. And therefore, he will not look, again, he will not look for another Pramanam, which is better than, Vedanta also. Anyam Pramanam na ikshati. Vedantat Prabalam Manam na ikshate. It is not sought after. No other means of knowledge is sought after. Other stronger Pramanam, means of knowledge here. And the knowledge born of this Pramanam also will not perish. Does not perish. Tasmad Vedanta Samsiddham Sadadvaitam Nabadhyate. Tasmad Vedanta Samsiddham Sadadvaitam Nabadhyate. Antakale pyato bhuta viveka nirvrutisthita. Antakale pyato bhuta viveka nirvrutasthita. So what he says, tasmat, therefore, Vedanta samsiddham. Vedanta samsiddham is what now? Vedanta dwara samsiddham. Samsiddham means the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision, the conclusion, the non-refutable conclusion. Samsiddham, which a person has gained through the Vedanta, through the means of knowledge called Vedanta. Then, what is that? Sad Advaitam, the non-duality of the reality in terms of existence and consciousness, that na badhyate, sadadvaitam na badhyate. So, this absolute reality, the non-duality of the reality is not refuted, not afflicted. Okay, na badhyate. Which means what? It can't be negated. Non-duality of the reality is not refuted, is not affected. Why? Reality being non-dual is a fact. Non-duality of the reality is a fact. Therefore, it cannot be affected at all. Now it is said, Vedanta Samsiddham, and this vision of the non-duality of the reality, which he gained the study of the Shastra. Now, Antakale Api, Ataha Bhuta Vivekat Nirvatihi Sthita. Therefore, because this vision is very clear, the non-duality of the reality is a fact which is not affected, which has gained to study of Vedanta Shastram. Antakale Api, even at the time of death, what happens? This Viveka, this understanding of all, each and every element here is Mithya. And all the elementals are Mithya. Therefore, the whole world is elemental model, which is Mithya. And what is Satyam? Without Sadvastu, the non-dual reality obtaining in the form of existence, this whole Jagat will be what? Mithya. It will not be there. Everything is Mithya. That vision will be there. It will not go. And Antakale api sthita. okay, nirvrutihi sthita, bhuta vivekat nirvrutihi sthita. So it will be this clarity which a person has will be there throughout. Near the time of death, it will be there. It will not go away from him. This is the last verse. Tasmad vedanta samsiddham sadadvaitam nabadhyate antakale prato bhota viveka nirvrutisthita. Om namo bhagavate Sri Vidyaranya Swamini Namaha.